a meditation mini pod, and shape-shifting clothing. These are just some of the wearable technology prototypes designed by 24 young Australians with a program called Haptic Interface. The group of designers, artists, and engineers is touring China developing ideas for wearable technologies of the future. The program's facilitator, Patricia Flanagan, says China is an excellent place to do it.
China's quite a hothouse for particularly this wearable technology space, and they get exposed to something at the kind of scale that perhaps they haven't seen before.
Engineer Jared Griffith is one of the participants in the program. He says visiting China has helped him better conceptualize users' needs in the future.
When I walk around the streets of Beijing and see the scale of everything and how everything interacts with each other, I feel like potentially that is what our future will be like.
Ben Ku from Tsinghua University's Innovative Eye Center hosted the group for a week in Beijing. He says professionals from both countries benefit from the exchange.
China needs international experience, working with Australians and people with a broad worldview.
The group of Australians has built four wearable prototypes which explore the advantages and disadvantages of urbanization. Designer Deanna Warren is helping create an intelligent scarf which would protect its wearer from smog.
We looked at biomimicry, so what's going to happen if, you know, we continue this way with air pollution and a really unsustainable kind of outlook.
Patricia Flanagan, the facilitator, says she considers it crucial for young Australian creators to learn from advances in Asia, as well as being immersed in the culture. Learning Mandarin has been a part of the program, and Ms. Flanagan says it all helps.
Australia already has a huge Asian population, and we are in the Asia Pacific, so it's just crazy if we're not working with our neighbours across the ocean.
For many of the participants, it's their first time in China. Torres Strait Islander Ruth Savika says she wants to take back skills which will benefit her community. She says she hopes to one day create a product which tracks symptoms and prevents disease.
On a recent trip back home, I saw a lot of my people had some form of ailment, especially amongst the Indigenous community, you know, where diabetes is rife.
For the others, the program is about building international relationships which will power Australia's design industry. Designer Manisha Chapada says meeting young professionals in Beijing, Hong Kong and Shenzhen has been invaluable.
I think there's like a common language and love for progress and just making things which we all share.
The wearable prototypes will be on display at next year's Sydney Design Festival. In Beijing, Virginia, SBS News.